Yavam is Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yavam Bavli, Daf Kuf Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Vav, Amud Beis, four lines up from the foot of the page, Kini Masnisa. Kini Masnisa, Bekoshe, Minah Akuva, Lamatan, Kesheva, Minah Akuva, Lamatan, Sula. Our Mishnah said, from the knee and below, it's Kesheva. It means if he ties the straps from the knee and below, it's Kesheva. From the knee and above, it's Pasul. The Gemara asks that it's written in Shemot Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Tes, and Aaron and his sons will wash from it their hands and their feet. And it was taught about this that they wash the hands until the wrist and the foot until the ankle, and then you say that it's until the knee. The answer is here is different because it says in the Pasuk and Dvarim Pasuk Hei Pasuk Tes, Me'al Agloi means above what is called Regel. If so, even above the knee it should be kosher. The answer is here is different because it says Me'al Agloi and not Me'al of Me'al Agloi means above what is above the Regel. Yisiv of Kahana Baksiv, Rishal Yasa, Hayotis Miben Raglea, Yachi Miben Raglea, Hayotis. Kahana asks, it says in the Pasuk, in the Dvarim Ches Pasuk Nun Zayin, and from the fetal sac that comes from between her Raglaim. Does the fetal sac come from between her feet? Well, this shows that Rego includes the thighs. Leniris, Kamibin Raglea, Kahizatani, Taman. The answer is that, rather, it looks like it's between her feet, like it was taught there about the kiyor, which is the washing station from which the kohanim wash their hands and feet in the Beis HaMikdash. Kiyor haya ben ha'ulam ben ha'mizbeach ha'moshuch klapei do'im. The kiyor was between the ulam and the mizbeach and drawn to the south. Was it between the ulam and the mizbeach? He said it was drawn to the south. Rather, it looked like it was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now come to Halacha base. Halsa besandol she'ena she'loi, besandol she'leitz, oi b'shel smol, b'yamin, chalitzasek she'wa. If he did chalitza with a sandal that's not his, or a sandal of idolatry, or of wood, or a left sandal on his right foot, it's k'she'wa. Wood includes all types of vegetation. Halsa v'gadol she'yachol lahaleich v'y, oi b'kotten she'yachoyfe v'yv agloi, chalitzasek she'wa. If the sandal was big, but he could walk with it, or small, but it still covered the majority of his foot, it's kosher. Chalitza b'layla, chalitzas kosher. If chalitza was done at night, it's kosher. Rabbi Lezer pesul. Rabbi Lezer says it is pasul. If a small chalitzas psula. If chalitza was done with the left foot, it's pasul. Rabbi Lezer machshir. Whereas Rabbi Lezer said it's kosher. The Gemara says shofar shel avei gezor shel yonei dachas. Rabbi Lezer chimer kosher. The shofar of idolatry or from a Yoni Dachas, a wayward city, Rather says it is kosher for the mitzvah. Tani Ruchia kosher, Tani Ruchia pasul. Ruchia taught that it's kosher, Ruchia taught that it's pasul. Upon Moedim Lulav Shu pasul, all agree that a Lulav of idolatry, or for an Yoni Dachas, is pasul. Mabin Shofar, Mabin Lulav, what's the difference between a Shofar and a Lulav? And Rabbi Yossi, but a Lulav, Ksiv, Lakachto Nachem, Mishalachem, Loi Mishal Isui Hanaya. Rabbi Yossi answered, it says about a Lulav, Lekachtem lochem, you should take for yourselves from that which is yours and not from Yisui Hanar. Ramahacha, Yem Chor Yeh Lochem, Mikot Mokim. However, here, in the case of Shofar, the Pasuk says in Bemid Lachof Tes Pasuk Aleph, a day of sounding shall be to you. In any case, even from Yisui Hanar. Amav Loza Taman Vegufoi, Haya Yotze Ramahacha, Vekoilehu Yotze, Vyesh Kol Asan Rano. A brother answered that there is there, he's yotze with the lulav itself, but here he's yotze through the sound. Is there a sound that is asa bano? Hakom moedim besandal shel ir nidachas shukasha dechsev chalut sanal mikom makim. All agree that the sandal of an ir nidachas is kosher, but it says chalut sanal, meaning in any case. Amar bimana kamad ad amar taman yim tura yelachem mikom makim ken ad emehacha chalut sanal mikom makim. Mana supports this. He says, just like you say there, Yom Tua Yelachem means in any case. So here it says Chalot Sanal, in any case. Sandal Shal Eitz. The Mishnah said a sandal of wood is kosher. Rabbi Abishem Rav, Behenshu Chuvtin, Shell, or I should say, Talmidim in the name of Rav, so that this is only if the Chuvtin means what the food touches, what the foot touches, means an inner lining over the sole and the straps is of leather. Rabbi Abishem Rav, Behenshu Hoyu Ma'amidim, Shell, or I should say, the Abba quoting Rav said this is only if its sole is of leather. Manam in Vashem Rav, Vahein Shu Tris Yosov, Shell Or, I should say. Then Bavol, quoting Rav, they said that this is only if its Tausios, which is places where the straps are fixed, are of leather. Ravila Vashem Rav Yochanan, Afilu Kuloi Shall Eat Skasha. Ravila quoting Rav Yochanan said even if it's totally made from wood, it's kosher. Asnisim Sail of Yochanan, Sando Shokash, Tomei, Midras, Ma'esha Cholets, is by Rabbi Akiva. We have a support to Rabbi Yochanan from Abaisa. Rabbi Akiva says a sandal of straw is Makabel Tumas Midras, and a woman may do Chalitz with it. Abba Chachamim, Lehoidu, Le Midras, however, Chachamim did not agree with him about Midras. Sandal Shinifsku, Azanov, Nifsku, Chavotov, Nifsku, Tas Yosov, Oi, if the flaps, the chavatin or tassios of a sandal snapped, or if one of the soles came off, it is tor. Nisika achas me'adonov, achas me'chavatov, achas me'tassiosov, or shepirsha roiv, kapov, tomei. If one of the flaps, chavatin or tassios snapped, or if most of the sole came off, it's tomei. Rabbi Yehuda ime apnimis tmeya vachitzoina tohira. Rabbi Yehuda says if an inner Oizen or Tarsus snapped its tummy. If an outer one snapped, it's Tahob. V'yakob ba'acha, Rav Tavlaya, Chanin ba'aba, V'shem Rav, Halocha k'byuda, Leinin Shabbos. V'yakob ba'acha, quoting Rav Tavlaya, quoting Chanin ba'aba, quoting Rav, said that Halocha for the Yehuda regarding Shabbos means if an outer one snapped, one may not wear it on Shabbos, where one may not carry, but it's not considered a shoe. If an inner one snapped, one may wear it. The case occurred with Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzhak, an inner oizen or tassis snapped. He sent Rav Yaakov Ba'acha to ask Rav Chiya Ba'aba. Rav Yitzhak said, "Cholkin b'tumah, kachin cholkin b'shabbos." Rav Chiya Ba'aba said, "Just like they argue about tumah, they argue about Shabbos. He ruled for him like Rabbonon. It's still considered a shoe, and one may wear it." Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzhak boy Rishama. Meima halacha k'byuda v'hu moirile k'rabbonon. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak asked that earlier Rav Yaakov Ba'acha heard in the name of Rav that halacha follows the Byuda, and Rav Chiya ruled him like Rabbonon. Rav Shmuel knew that Rav is stringent, but he wanted to know Rav Yochanan's opinion because halacha follows him against Rav. He sent Rav Yaakov to ask Rav Chiya, the Talmudim of Yochanan. Rav Chiya didn't cite Rav Yochanan, he gave his own opinion. Rav Shmuel was surprised that Rav Yaakov heard this and didn't tell Rav Chiya that Rav rules like Rav Yehuda. Such a case occurred with Rabbi Acha by Yitzchak, he sent Rabbi Zera to ask Rabbi Imi. Amalei im kadivri mishu metame, muta laseis boy, im kadivri mishu metaya, also laseis boy. Rabbi Imi said that according to the one who says that it's Tommy, one may go out with it on Shabbos. According to the opinion that it's Tahor, one may not go out with it. Le'apik gabei klum, Rabbi Zera didn't derive anything from him about whom the halacha follows. Tani avamatayel hu boy achiu magia lepesach chatzeri. As advice it says if it's snapped in Rosh Hashanah or in a kamlis, one may go with it until he reaches the opening of his chatzah. V'acha v'vizera haven matayelin v'ithalten, which is a ifsik, sandala de v'acha, min de matun pili amalei v'zera hahein pesach chatzerecha. V'acha v'zera were going in Rosh Hashanah, but v'acha's sandal snapped. Once they reached the gate of the Rachva, which is the Chotzer in the back of the houses, they told him, this is like the opening of your Chotzer. You may not go further with it. Chacham didn't permit moving Muksa to avoid a loss, rather, even though it's hard to walk with it, the person intended to wear it until he reaches a place where it will be guarded. V'acha karach savna, v'yavo karach agud malavniki. V'acha wrapped a reed around the sandal that snapped on Shabbos, v'yavo wrapped a medicinal herb around it. Sava Biabo Ogud Alabniki Minamuchanu. Biabo holds that it's considered prepared even though it's used for a fur. It's not muksa because animals eat it. Yoina Talka Lechanusa Techalitra Yaka Af Sivchahaba. the Yakar shall be Laza Masalik Lo. If Yonah, when his sandal snapped on Shabbos, threw it into a store in which they sell wafers, even though nearby was the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Elazar, where it would be guarded better, he left it where it snapped. If the outside snapped on Shabbos, may one reverse it, so it will be intact on the outside. Amalei Shari, if they answered, it's permitted. Even so, Rabbi Zera told him to go find a chacham who will agree, and you may rely on this in practice. Nafag ba'ashkach Rabbi Abba ba'amamol, v'shal le v'shara. Rabbi Yemiya went out and found Rabbi Abba ba'amamol, he asked him, and he permitted it. Rabbi Yosi Masnisa Amar, Shiru Min, Malbush, V'taninan, Oy, v'shal smol, v'yamin, chalitha sakshera. Rabbi Yosi supported that from our Mishnah that shows that even when reversed, it's considered a garment. If a left sandal was on his right foot, the chalit says kshera. Amish said if the sandal was small but it covered the majority of his foot, it's kshera. It refers to the width, but the length, it must cover the entire foot. If not, one cannot walk in it. What's the Rebbe's reasoning to disqualify chalitza at night? It says, le'enei hazakeinim, in the Rav Chofei Perek Tes. What do the Rabbanon expound from Le'enei Zakenim? Prat Le'Beistin Asuma. In answer, they exclude, disqualifies a blind judge on the Beistin.